This is Spoken Gospel. We're dedicated to seeing Jesus in all of Scripture. In each episode, we see what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in. Jacob has escaped from Laban and his deceitfulness, but now Jacob must confront the first person he ever tricked, his brother Esau. Last he heard, Esau was set on murdering him. So how would this confrontation go? Jacob asks God to protect him from Esau, but he also reverts back to his old tricky ways. Jacob decides to send a parade of gifts to Esau in order to win him over before they even meet. But before his confrontation with Esau, Jacob sets up camp for the night. Without warning, an unnamed man starts to wrestle with him. Slowly, it's revealed that this unnamed man wrestling with Jacob is actually God. Jacob had wrestled his whole life and used tricks every time, but now there are no tricks. He just holds on to God and won't let go. But why was he holding on to God? Well, Jacob is begging God to bless him before he lets him go. Jacob stole a blessing when his father's sight was dark, but here Jacob begs for a legitimate blessing in the light of day. God then blesses Jacob with the same blessing he gave to Abraham. Then, as God changed Abraham's name, he changes Jacob's name as well. It is here that God's chosen people receive their name. God renames Jacob Israel, which means he strives with God. Israel will live up to that name. Just as Jacob had to go through a period of exile and wrestling with others and with sin and with God, so his people Israel would do the same. From there, Jacob goes out to meet his brother Esau. He sends the parade of gifts ahead of him, but by the time Jacob gets to Esau, his brother simply embraces him. Esau didn't need to be bought off because God had answered Jacob's prayer for protection by changing his brother's heart. This beautiful story of planning, wrestling, and reconciliation is our story as well. We regularly formulate plans when we think about how we are going to approach God. We try to figure out what parade of good deeds, excuses, or justifications we can make for why God should forgive us. But as this story shows us, we don't need to approach God this way. The reason we don't have to approach God with a parade of good deeds is that Jesus has already gone before us. He was wounded by God and won a blessing for us, like Jacob. Even when we were faithless, scheming tricksters, Jesus took the blow we deserved. God has already accepted us because of Jesus. Even when we try to pay him off, he simply embraces us. So I pray that the Holy Spirit would give you eyes to see the God who contends with us in our sin and meets with us in the person of Jesus to take our wounds and reconcile us to himself. Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible, a Spoken Gospel podcast. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. For more information or to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.